Hello, it's Larry again, and it's so good to be back with you here in Believers Academy, studying the series, Cultivating the Kingdom of God in You. Today we're studying Lesson 4, How to Know the Will of God. As always, we have some great study aids available for you in Lessons Download tab below. Be sure to take advantage of them, okay? We spent the last three lessons talking about the Kingdom of God and how you can see it in full operation in your life. We started in Lesson 1 by talking about the foundation for receiving the Word of God and reaping a harvest. Then in Lesson 2, we strategized using the Word of God, a plan to cultivate good soil. And in our last lesson, we discovered some amazing benefits of the Kingdom of God in operation through the power of revelation knowledge. Now today, we're going to wrap up this series by taking the magnifying glass to that question we've all asked. How can we know that we know that we know the will of God? First, whenever you have a need in your finances, your family, or your health, you may immediately go to the Lord in prayer. But did you know that prayer becomes much more effective when you know the will of God for that situation? Why? Because when you know His will, you approach His throne, the throne of grace, more boldly with the answer to your request. You have confidence that what you hope for will be done. And that's the definition of real faith. So, how can you become confident in knowing His will? Romans 12:2 tells us where to start. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. This verse is telling us that the way we think is critical to knowing God's will. How can we transform our thinking? First and foremost, the Word has got to be first place in your life. You may say, well, I've heard that again and again. Well, that's because it's true. But let's take the truth and make it a little bit more practical. Let's break it down into what it looks like in your day-to-day life when you make the Word of God first place. There are two steps to making God's Word first place in your life. First, make the Word of God the final authority in your life. That means whatever is in His Word and whatever He has commanded us is not up for negotiation. Whatever you see in His Word, that's what you do without compromise. To give God's Word final authority in your life, you must first know what it says. Then you must meditate on what it says and apply it to you personally. You must determine that you will be obedient to God, no matter the cost. Knowing that obedience is the key that unlocks the door to your blessing. The second step to making the Word first place is to set your schedule around the Word instead of trying to fit the Word into your schedule. Many people want to spend time in God's Word every day, but often other things in life end up taking priority. Things like watching TV, chatting on the phone, and surfing the internet. Why does it seem so easy to engage in these activities and not devote more time in the Word? Well, there is an interesting connection between what we feed our minds and what we feed our bodies. For example, it's been proven scientifically that if you reduce the intake of sugar or your junk food over a period of time, you will actually lose your taste for it. You'll crave it less and become much more sensitive to foods with high amounts of sugar. In a sense, you're starving out that craving that you once had. On the other side, studies have also found that you can actually train your brain to crave healthy foods. So, what we eat the most is what we will crave. Well, the same is true with our thought life. Whatever we feed our minds the most is what we will crave, and that is also what we will make time for. If we want something badly enough, we'll make time for it. What does all this mean when it comes to knowing the will of God? The more you get the Word in your eyes and in your ears, the more you will know with great confidence what His promises are for you. Then, When you have a need in your life, you can take those promises boldly to the throne and stand on them in faith and with a thankful heart until the promise answer comes. The will of God is outlined very clearly in the Bible. If you have a need or a question, go to the Word and you'll find His will. You don't need to wonder or ask or beg Him to tell you because it's all right there in His Word. Now, there are times when you inquire of God about a specific decision that is not outlined clearly in the Bible, such as, should I take this job in Ohio? To get your answer, first, make sure that what you're asking about is clearly in line with everything in His Word and does not contradict or oppose His commands. After that, it is crucial that you tune in to the voice of God so you can receive revelation knowledge and recognize His specific answers to you. So there you have it. That's how you know the will of God. I hope this study has helped you feel more confident in knowing God's will. More than that, I hope you are leaving this lesson with some new goals for your relationship with God. Next, I want to share some ways you can apply what you've learned in this course. Apply it to your life starting now. 1. If you have a need, identify a promise in the Bible that answers that need and plant that word in the good soil of your heart. 2. Guard and nurture the word that you've sown into your heart by keeping worldly influences out and spending more time meditating on the truth. 3. Determine today to cultivate good soil. Seek revelation knowledge and put the word first place in your life. Congratulations. You've completed the course, Cultivating the Kingdom of God in You with Believers Academy. I've really enjoyed this time studying with you. I hope you'll join us soon for another Believers Academy course. Before I go, I'd like to remind you that KCM has a 24-hour prayer line. If you need prayer for anything, we have trained prayer ministers waiting to pray with you right now. Simply call 1-817-852-6000 or go to kcm.org/prayer. This is Larry reminding you that Jesus is Lord.